the first thing we'd say is you don't have any problem with manifestation. You absolutely are a master at manifesting. Now, the reason we're saying this is that all of you are 100% of the time manifesting and creating. Now, what you're creating may not be in conscious alignment with what you are desiring. All right. So in other words, your subconscious may be playing a bigger role than what the conscious mind is. So, you know, we don't make this statement lightly. We're saying this with intention because if you feel there's a problem with your manifestation, then everything is going to be a problem in creation. And it's important for you to know that there is no problem with that. There's none. And it's just about you becoming in better alignment with that which you want to create. All right. And this may sound like we're splitting hairs, but this subtle shift in that statement and in that perspective makes a big difference in what's created as your reality. So what we would say if you're feeling disconnected is you just got to stop. You got to sit down. You got to breathe. And right now we want everyone to sit down, breathe, and feel your inner connection with source and with self. You don't have to know how to get there, all right? You don't have to know before you start, what is it going to feel like, all right? Because all of you want to go there. You want to go, all right, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? What's going to feel like when I do it? No, you can't go there with the mind. You have to access this through the heart center. And when you do it, it's like breathing. You just inherently do it. It's happening without you having to think about it. And when you access it, you know it. All right. It's just you accessing what is already there, what you already have knowledge and wisdom about. The easiest way to do that, as always, is to think about something that makes you smile. So we'd like for you all just to bathe in that sensation of connection. I have access to my inner wisdom. What would that feel like if you had access to your inner wisdom? Do you feel any tension in the body as you hold this thought? And if you do, just allow it to dissipate. I have access to my inner wisdom. What does that feel like? Are there any emotions that come up? Fear about it, anxiety about it. And if so, allow those just to dissipate. Don't try to push them away. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge the presence of that emotion and allow it to dissipate. I have access to my inner wisdom. Imagine what that would feel like. Are there any thoughts that come up? Maybe the first thought is, that's wonderful. And then the second thought is, for everyone else, but not for me because I can't access it. That inner critic gets busy. And if that's the case, acknowledge the thought and allow it to dissipate. I have access to my inner wisdom. Imagine what that would feel like. And again, take note. Is there any constriction in the physical body? Is there any emotional resistance? Is the inner critic having anything to say? And if the answer is yes, then go through the same process of allowing it to dissipate. And just keep going through this until you can hold that sensation, that feeling. I have access to my inner wisdom. Because you do. You absolutely all the time have access to your inner wisdom. You just put up these illusionary filters that say you don't. And so it's dropping all of those illusions. It's not anything that you have to reestablish. It's not anything that you have to become. This is something that inherently exists within you. And you're accessing it and allowing yourself to receive the unfiltered frequency. And then it requires an element of trust on your part. Trusting in that moment when you receive the information that that is your version of truth, and it will feel different than what the mind tells you. And what all of you will do is receive the information, and then you go back to the mind and try to analyze it. And in the mind, it's not going to hold the same resonance because the mind was set up to limit. So it's going to require trust on your part and following through on that action. All right, as you come up against that frequency again, because something will be shown to you that is a match for I have access to my inner wisdom. Something will appear in your physical reality because that is what you're pulsing out. And as you recognize it, you say, oh, I'm really drawn to that. You take action and step out to meet it. And that is how you create and manifest in the new way, the higher way. You follow the energetic breadcrumbs, as it were. If you were to have that same kind of experience where you pulse the energy out and then you met it, and but you went to the mind and said, that looks all right, but you know, what about X, Y, and Z, and it's just not going to work out. So you don't fully engage with it, or you take a step towards it and then you turn around and take a step back because the mind was set up to limit. So it's really important that you follow all the way through if you have that inner calling and that inner knowing in that initial moment, and that you don't get lost in the loop of the mind. And if you do this enough times, what you will find is that things get created in a very effortless and very easy way. And it makes it easier each time you go back in to access your inner wisdom, to trust in what you're getting. This is how you build trust with your own discernment, trust with your inner knowingness. It takes practice, and you all are a bit out of practice at the moment. So you just got to try. And sometimes with life's bigger issues, there's a lot of weight and a lot of importance that you put on those choices. And frankly, they're no different than the small ones, but you have it set in your mind that it's got more value or it's going to mean more. And so there's all this pressure on it. But if you simply start with things that you're not so emotionally invested in, it can be easier for you to build up your trust. So start with smaller things and doing that on a regular basis, as opposed to waiting until you feel like your world is collapsing and you absolutely need help, when you feel like you're out of money or you don't have a job or that relationship is falling apart or you're struggling with family issues. Don't wait until you create the drama. Put it into practice in small ways now, so that when those larger events present themselves, you know the space to go back to get the insights because you've been practicing it. You all have the ability to. We're really excited because as we look at your fields right now, you're all sparkling. You're all very bright and very light and very plugged in. So we want to keep you running with this energy, and we would invite you to think about something that you want more information on. I have access to my own inner wisdom. And we want you to listen for the answer. It may come in a visual form. It may come in a hearing. You may hear it with your inner voice. You may hear it with an outer voice. You may feel it. You may feel it in your body. You may have a sense of claircognizance. You just may know the answer. And now we invite you, as you move through your day, to see where that answer is reflected back to you for confirmation. And this is something that you can do for yourselves as you work through your day. It's not a complicated exercise. It doesn't take a lot of time. It takes a couple minutes. But the payoff can be huge.